We are happy to be back in the house of the Lord. Tuli abansansa mukubwekera munga ndakwalesa.
I want to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndemi sengela bonse nokumiposha mwishina ya kwa Yesu Kristu.
I also bring you greetings from our church back home in Zimbabwe.
Na leta no kumposha kufuma kulukutalwe Yesu ku Zimbabwe kulya. Twaisa tuli abansansa mukwisa nokwisa ikala pamo.
The scripture says we are sitting in heavenly places.
Amalembo ya tila tunatwikala panchende ya mumulu.
In Christ Jesus.
Muli Kristu Yesu.
And that's where we belong.
Atuko twaba.
That's where we get our nourishment.
Atoko tusenda fyonse fo tukabira.
That's where we get our strength.
Oko tusanga na maka.
For God is so good to us.
Pantulesa musuma kuli ifwe.
And we are happy that God allows us.
Tuli abansansa pantulesa natusuminisha.
To have such good times together.
Ukwata nchite isuma pamo.
When we forget about our farmland.
Ero tuwalaba ifya ulimi fiesu.
We forget about our jobs.
Tuwalaba pama chito Yesu.
We just come to be together.
Tuwaisa fie kusaba pamo.
Just to share the presence of the Lord.
Ukwa kwa na fie ichi nsocha kwa lesa.
And we are happy that we are so privileged.
Tuliaba nsansa pantu, tuliaba palwa.
That God has granted it.
Lesana chiringa.
That we be partakers of such glorious times.
Utatuingaba wakusenda ko panchte ya lingesuma.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Ishina kwa lesa, ichindi kwe.
Amen. So, I think for those who were here yesterday.
Ndesu bila mweba liko mairo.
The key was given to our brother.
Amaki yarisa pelu wakuliba mnyina.
So that he could open the door for us.
Tatibenge sula ichi imuishi chaifwe.
So the door has been opened.
Umuishi nabe sula.
Amen. Mutu wankani atupasiratu.
Umutu weli ashina batupela kale.
Amen.
Amen.
If you kwa tu tsatira chabe. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
For us, it's just to follow.
Amen.
Amen. Because the way has been opened.
Amen.
We were shown yesterday that we should not stop. Amen. Now, we just want to speak a continuation of that. We should continue. Amen. That's our theme. Amen.
Amen.
To move on. Amen. And as we move on, we don't just pick anything anyhow. We take the essential things of life. That which can make us go on. Because there are many things that make us stop moving. But we don't hold on to those things. But like Paul says, we take all things under subjection.
Amen.
We take our bodies under subjection. We take our thoughts under subjection. We take our money under subjection. We take our wealth under subjection. We take our poverty under subjection. And all these things, we use them for our advancement in the walk with God. Amen. So there is a continuity. Amen. Now, Now, before we say much, let's just turn in our Bibles. We just want to read from the book of John. We want to read St. John. Chapter 10.
Yohani, chapter 10.
We will start from verse 9.
Twalatampa, verse 9.
Or maybe we can start from verse 7.
Titwatampa, verse 7.
Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
John chapter 10, verse 7. Yesu aleveva nakaviri ati. Ndimweva chine. Ninemuinshi. Wechinka yampanga.
All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
Wonse aba valilepo ukwisa vena vapupu kabiri fipondo lelo impanga tashabu mfile.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Nine mwinshi, onse, uwa ingilila pali ine, akapusuka, akalaingila, no kufuma, apo atemenwe. Kabiri, akula sanga, Icha kulia.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Umupupu teshila chimbi kanofie ukwiba ukwipaya noko naula ine eicho na ishile nikukupela umweo nokuti vakwatishe umweo.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Lesa pale kubelinga kwa mashu yakwe.
Let's just take our seats.
Titwaikala ko.
Amen. As I was saying,
ngefyo nachilatila,
we were shown yesterday
vali tulanga mairo
that we must continue.
Kutila tufetwa konkanya po.
Amen. In this life that God has given us,
ububu miobole satupela,
let's continue in the same.
Tukonkanye po muli ya ine.
Amen. And God loves those who continue.
Lesa ate mwabali yaba konkanya po.
Scripture says, the Lord says, I'm not happy with those who draw back.
Amale mbo ya tila.
But we are not of those who draw back. But those who go even unto the saving of our souls.
Amen.
Amen. So there is a continuity in us. We continue in that which God has given us. Now, continuity. What we can say about continuity. It's like here what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying.
Chirikwati apo fo Yesu Kristo alelanda.
He says, I am the door.
Aletila ninebo umuishi.
Amen. So Jesus is the door.
Yesu muishi.
For the sheep.
Kumpanga.
So when you come to a door, It means you are entering into something. You don't come to the door to stop there. But the door is an opening. So when we think of a door, we are talking of an opening. There's a wall, and when you come to a wall, you can't continue. But then, in that wall, then comes a door. The door opens for you the ability to continue. We say that even in life, that doors were open for me. It means it's a continuity. What door? A door of opportunity. A door of ability. Can you see that? That means you are put in a place, or you are put in a position to continue. Yes, there are many blocking mechanisms. But a door has been opened for you. And then now you can continue. Amen. Your life was coming maybe to a brick wall. But then God opens a way for you. Maybe a door of marriage is opened. Or I'll say the marriage is now the door. You were frustrated. You were discouraged. You were weakened. You had no hope. You were even blaming yourself. There was no, encouragement in your life. But then you meet somebody to whom you get married. There a door is opened. Then you can see the importance of life. You can see now the reason to live. Do you know sometimes people come to a point where they see no reason to live? Whereby they can take a rope and hang themselves. Or take some poison to die. But God opens the door. You may have all the education. You may have all the experience in a job. But things seem to go nowhere. But then a door is opened. And you can go in. Then you can see. And then you can even exploit the ability that is in you. And then you live a life. That's what Jesus Christ is to us. He is a continuity. He is the ability for us to go on. Now, of all the things that God has given to a man, there is something that stays with him. You know, when we are formed in the mother's womb, before we have fingers, you know, when you start to be formed in the womb, you have no fingers. You have no toes. You have no eyes. You're just something that is just shaped like that. It has no shape. It's not just good to look at. But in that thing, there is a heart. That's one of the first organs that are formed. Is the heart. And the heart starts pumping. and it pumps blood. From that time when you are still in your mother's womb until you are born, your heart has never gone on leave. We walk with our feet, but sometimes we sit. So the feet are just resting there. We eat with our mouth, but sometimes we stop eating. But the heart never stops working. Amen.
Amen.
Not for a second. Does your heart stop? Not for a second. Does your blood stop to flow? What is that? That is life. Amen. So when we think of life, we are thinking of a continuity. And here Jesus Christ says, I am the door. Amen. Now one of the things that God has given us for us to have this continuity is food.
Chakulia.
Amen. We all eat.
Wonse tularia.
Amen. So, no matter how we want to pattern our eating,
nangula tuinga panga efe tuinga ladia.
Somebody wants, before he comes out of bed, they want a cup of tea. You know, my first job, I was working in the house of a white family. So you know these white people, before they come out of bed, they want a cup of tea there. Before they wash their mouth, they want their tea. After that they come out and then they take a bath. Then they take their breakfast. Before they come to for lunch, they eat something in between there. And after lunch, in between there, they eat again something. And according to the British way of doing it, there's again the 4 o'clock tea. And then they go for their supper. And before retiring to bed, another cup of tea. So you do it the way you want. As for us, maybe we wake up and then we go to the field. And then after 10 o'clock or so, then we come for breakfast. And then before we go back home, maybe we take some toba in the middle there. Why are we doing all that?
It's
to feed the body. Amen. So there is a continuity. Amen. And we get that from the food we eat. And the water that we drink. So here Jesus Christ says, I am the good shepherd. Amen. And the good shepherd, he leads the sheep to the pastures and to the flowing cool waters. Amen. Why is the good shepherd doing this? He wants a continuity of life. And as the sheep are kept in this good order, they now start to multiply by bearing their kids. So when you see now them bearing kids, you are now assured of continuity of life. Amen. So, why the shepherd has got to open the door? Because they are inside the sheepfold.
Mlandu impanga shiri mukati mle basungire mpanga.
And why the sheepfold?
Nishi mle basungire mpanga.
Is to protect them from all the wild animals.
Ukufuma kufina mefia kunse.
So that there's a continuity of life.
Ukutakwate kukonkanya po kwa bumi.
And then Jesus says here,
yes, wati depa.
I am the good shepherd.
Nebo kachema
musuma. I open the door for the sheep.
Ndesula umwishi wempanga.
And now another thing which is very interesting here is that Jesus does not only open the door, but he is the door. Amen. Can you see that? He is the very door that the sheep can go out so that they can feed. And he is the very door that they can come in and be protected from wild animals. Amen. That's why here the Lord Jesus Christ says, I give my sheep life. Not only life, but abundant life. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we just want to speak this afternoon the continuity of the Church of God.
Amen.
The Church of God is so blessed that it has been given the gift of life.
Amen.
And this life is what causes her to be what she is. Amen. So, life, you know, is, I'll say, a commitment. You don't live today and tomorrow you are dead. And then next day you come to life again. And then next year you die. And then the coming year you rise up again. That is not life. Life is a continuity. Amen. Now there are many factors that make life to be what life is. As I was saying, you know, life is not just to be alive, but is to have the things that go with life. Amen. Can you see? Now, things that go with life are things that make life to be what it should be. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes you can see a mother, she has a little baby and the baby is crying. And then the mother will just leave the baby there and it will be crying there. And when you come and see the mother leaving the baby crying, you say, oh mother, this mother is very cruel. Why leave the baby crying? But mothers are mothers because they are mothers. Amen. They are mothers before they give birth to children. As I always say sometimes, you know, before I was born, before I became my mother's baby, maybe I was a doll. And maybe my mother her father could not buy her a doll. So my mom could just take maybe a tennis shoe and say, my baby, wrap it in a good cloth and say, my baby. She was mother holding that shoe. Then one day in life, that little shoe became me. And then she could hold me and say the same words. My baby. Amen. So she was mother. She knows how to take care of children before they are even born. Amen. So when mother leaves baby crying there, she knows what it means to that baby. When a young child comes to the parents and says, I want this, and then the parents will say no, it looks like they are cruel. When mother or dad takes a belt to give the child a whipping, it looks like it's cruelty. But the parents know what is good for the child. Because the child must have a tomorrow. There are challenges that the child would face. There are hardships in life. So the Bible says that the child is trained up to meet those challenges. So it's not only the good things that we make us live. It's not only the sweet things that make us love to eat. But sometimes we've got to go up the mountain. Sometimes we've got to go down through the valley. Sometimes we've got to go through waters. Sometimes we've got to go through difficulties. But Jesus Christ said, he has the power to give the sheep life. And not only life, but abundant life. Amen. There's a life that can be lived, but it has no protection. Can you see that? Sometimes you have got to say no to your child, which may look like it's you are being hard. But that no is needful in life. It gives or it equips the child to be able to face realities of life. Amen. Because it's not only going down, but it's also going up. Amen. You know, when they made the engine of a car, it goes hand in hand with the gearbox. So there are gears that are put there. Amen. And sometimes we've got to go uphill. You have got to put the appropriate gear for the uphill. And you are going level. You put the appropriate gear for the level road. And sometimes you go down. There must be an appropriate gear again for going down. Amen. So all these gears are needful at a particular time. So the Lord our God says here, I give my life, my sheep life. And he says abundant life. So what you go through, you know, the abundance of those things that are given to you will make you also have abundant life. For instance, we must eat food. When we are eating food, we don't just eat sugar, but we eat also salt. We eat also cereal. We eat also grains. We eat also vegetables. We eat all these things so that we can have life. Is that right? You know, when we were doing our history years back, they taught us of the voyages of discovery. When the European people there went out to sea to find what is beyond the sea. And now they would go on there, and they don't know how long they'll be on the water. So they've got to take food. And they cannot take fresh meat. They had to dry the meat. You see? They had to take, the flour or whatever. And then they will go. Maybe they will take some vegetables. But the vegetables won't go long,
Three,
4 days, they are gone. They take some fruits. But they eat them maybe for 2 weeks, they are gone. And then they are 3-6 months on the water. They still have their dried meat. They have their dried grains. They have their fresh water. And they are eating and drinking that. But by the end of 6 months or so, then they will have trouble now. They have no green vegetables.
If you have such fear,
they have no fresh fruits. So they will develop a disease. Why? Because they are lacking these green, fresh vegetables and fruits. Can you see that? So then, like when they discovered Cape Town there in South Africa, they saw it was a good place where they could grow, vegetables and fruits. So they will stop there for the green things. These things are needed in the body. They had the water. They had the dried meat. All the dried grains. And as they ate those things, they were having life. But without the fruits, without the vegetables, they'll be attacked by another disease. Can you see that? So if you lack some ingredients in your food, although you are eating food, that is not good for the body. You need all these other things so that you can have life. But we know we get life from the meat. We have life from the water. We have life from the grains. But that is not abundant life. It's lacking these fruits which give us another vitamin. So when Jesus calls us to himself, he does not just give us life. He gives us abundant life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There now is a continuity of reality in us. Why is it people or denominations have been overtaken by these wrong doctrines They've been captured by worldliness. They've been taken out by these fashions which are sometimes very filthy. They lack that continuity. Because there's something missing in their life. Amen. Because being alive in Christ is not only to sing, it's not only to come to church, but it is the fullness of the purpose of God in us, that we may live a complete life. Amen. That is life, which is not deprived of anything. Amen. You know, when you live, you must live the fullness of life. What is that? When you are a baby, you are in the arms of mama. You are enjoying to be in the hands. Amen. You know, I used to hear my old mother say this. Say, this is my child. He cannot do that to me. I carried him 9 months in my tummy and 2 years on my legs nursing you, and then now you come this age, you say such things to me, you do such things to me. That is not right. Now, what she was pointing to was the stages of life. Amen. When you were born, you were a fully developed fetus. You were there for 9 months. You were not there for 2 weeks. You were not there for 3 months. You were there for 9 months. And when you were fully grown 9 months, then you were born. When you were born, then you were taken care of as a little baby. Like mother said, you were 2 years on my lap. You were nursed. You know, that is life, you know. When you start to grow up, then you start to crawl around. Is that right?
Definitely.
After that, you enjoy that stage of life. Can you see that? You are given the freedom to crawl around. Amen. And then you started to walk. Mother gave you the freedom to walk. Then you came to running. Mother gave you the freedom to run. Then came time to play football or netball, whatever the case may be. Going out there, taking little tins and say you are cooking. You take some wires and you make your own car, you start to drive. Those things are needful. You should enjoy that. If you take a baby and just put him in a confinement, you don't allow it to crawl, you are depriving it of life. Amen. And after that, then you go to school. Amen. You enjoy being a child. You enjoy the stage of being a baby. Amen. So you must enjoy that. Is that right? When it's time to kick football, go and kick the football. When it's time to climb trees, climb the trees. Mothers, don't discourage your boys to climb the trees. Let them climb the trees. Maybe one day it will help them, you know. They are chased by a dog and then they'll just run, climb up a tree. So they must enjoy all that. That is life. Amen. When it comes time to go to school, don't mix up things. Enjoy school. When you go to school, it's not time to have boyfriends and girlfriends, that's not for you that time. Amen. If you want to eat your father's money, let me just use the word eat. If you want to eat it, eat it in school. Don't play with school.
Not to kwangala ku school yo.
You are in grade 9, you say, now I think I must stop going to school.
Uri mu grade 9 ati ufire nale kokuya ku school.
Eat it until you get the degree.
Ufire wadia.
Eat it until you get the masters.
Uliye ofika ku masters.
Eat it until you are what do you call them? Yes. Professor.
Atuliye wapa.
That's how to eat your father's money.
Efo wingali endala mashaba afya shobe.
Because I want to tell you, if my child will come to me and say, Papa, I want, you know, in our country we use dollars. I want $2. I can say, I'm sorry. I don't have $2. You come again.
Wait,
Papa, I want
$1.
I can tell you, I don't have
$1.
But when you come and say, I want $200 for school fees.
$200 for school fees.
In no time, I give. Because it's your time to eat money. Eat it. And enjoy life. At that stage, don't mix with all these other things. Enjoy life. Amen. Can you see? Don't be disturbed, you know, like these little girls nowadays. In no time at school, she gets pregnant. She's a dropout. In no time, he's involved in drugs. He drops out of school. That's not good. Enjoy life. Amen. When you enjoy life at the right pace, with the right material, that is abundant life. Amen. So enjoy your life. Amen. And when it comes time for marriage, then you enjoy marriage. Not like, you know what sometimes happens? The parents will come. Now, our daughter is pregnant. Your son is responsible. So now what can we do? Let's have them get married. They'll even bring the girl. In our country, that's what we do, you know. You impregnate my daughter, I'll bring her to your doorstep. You're responsible. Can you see? What is that? We can say it's forced marriage. Enjoy your boyhood and your girlhood. You know what? When I came to the Lord, I was 17 years old. And I had my friends, you know. And we used to brag. Because at that age, we were not yet involved in smoking. And by God's grace, we had not yet started, you know, running around with girls. So we used to brag, you know, and say we are virgin boys. Can you see? We wanted to enjoy that.
The
fullness of virginity of a boy. Amen. That is life. Can you see? Don't mix up life with death. Okay, I was just saying that. But our point is life. Amen. And life in itself is a continuity. Amen. There's no dropping, stopping. It's a continuity. And then Jesus says,
yes, what is it?
My sheep, I'll give them life. Amen. What is that life? It is a life that serves the purpose of life. That's why God called us to Him. It's not just to live. Amen. When God created all the living things, be it the grass, be it the trees, the fish and the birds, the cattle on the earth, and all the creeping things, He blessed them and said, multiply. A continuity of life. This is what God has called us to. He called us to a continuity of life. When you have tasted the goodness of God, don't ever forsake it. Live the life, the fullness of life. And enjoy this Christian life in the fullness of it. I remember those days when we were young,
we'll
go out to the rocks and spend the night there praying. I still remember when I was heading cattle, you know, as a young boy, I had my Bible. Amen. Because, you know, I could not continue in school because of some prevailing situations, finances in the home. So I started working when I was just after
17.
But my first salary that I got, I paid my tithes and I bought my Bible. And I loved that Bible. I used to go with it everywhere. Amen. Amen. And I wanted to enjoy Christianity. When heading cattle there, I'll be singing songs. Amen. And then Kenaka will start preaching to the cattle now. Here in the forest, preaching to them, singing the songs, reading my Bible. You know, I really enjoyed life. You know.
Hey,
you should enjoy life. When you are a Christian, you're not somebody who is just to be used there and used there. Enjoy, there's joy in this life. Give your life to the Lord and enjoy the fullness. Amen. Because during those days, I had no wife to come and say, "Wufa water." I had no child to come and say, "I want money for pencil." I had nobody to worry me. And I really enjoyed my Christian life. That's why Paul says, were you brought to this faith as a married? Don't try to change things. Continue in that. Amen. You were called to this life before you smoked or did all that. Don't spoil that. Amen. You were brought here clean. Stay clean. Amen. As much as coming and say, "I confess I did wrong," That is good to come and confess when you do wrong. But the better way of doing it is to run away from the wrong. Amen. Paul said to Timothy, run away from the lust of youth. Don't just have accidents all the time. Panel beating is good. Panel beating where a car is good. But of all the things, the best thing is to avoid that.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ, he says, I give you life. And I give you abundant life. That's why we are here, brothers and sisters. Paul says, don't forsake your assembly. When we come to assemble together like this, we are enjoying. We are participating in the realities of this God whom we serve. Amen. I want to enjoy everything. Amen. When I'm old, I don't want to look back and see all the failures. As I told you, when I came to the Lord and I started working on the first day of May,
on 1972,
that's when I started working. And when I got that money on the 31st of May, I gave my tithes. And from that time to this day, I'm still doing that. I don't want anything to intervene. Amen. Can you see that? There has been a continuity, you know? Amen. When I was heading cattle, I was preaching to the cattle. Maybe God knew what I'll be doing this time. I remember I had my friend would be walking to, you know, we would be coming from church and we'll be going where, you know, during that time when we were working for these white people, they gave us accommodation at the back of their house. So we'll have a room there. So we'll come after work at 5, at
17.
We'll go to church. Sometimes we have to board a bus to go to church. And then when we are coming back, then we'll be walking on the street and then we'll be preaching. One will be preaching in English, the other one interpreting. There's nobody there. The two of us with our Bibles. We are preaching as we are going. Abundance of life.
Amen.
And then by God's grace, there was a continuity in that. Amen. And today, I have my friend again here. Speaking in English and he's interpreting. Continuity of life.
With
all the things you do, continue in this life. There is goodness in this life. Don't look back and blame yourself. Why did I have to do it? I got pregnant while in school. And I could not continue. I look at my friends. Some are nurses. The others are teachers. Then I blame myself. When I feel hungry, I blame that day. Even if when I get sick, if I were educated, I wouldn't be sick today. You start blaming yourself for
nothing.
So if you are young and you are hearing me at this moment, whatever you do, don't spoil that. Continue.
Praise the Lord.
That's the life in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And whenever you come to a stage, you will enjoy that stage. Amen. Because it has come to its fullness.
Amen. Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's what the mothers do, you know.
If you're
when they are cooking, they don't put the pot on the water, on the fire. And cut up the meat and put it there. And then they put the lid on. Then they come. Let's see how far it has gone. Put it back. After 5 minutes. Let's see where it is now. Put it back. After 15 minutes. Let's see what it is now. By the time they finish testing, the pot is empty. Let the meat cook. Can you see? And you know, God is so gracious. He gave the patience to mothers to do that. I don't understand how they overcome all that. Until they leave the meat to be well cooked. And when it's well cooked, they put it aside there. Then take a pika for the nshima. But there the meat is there. Just leave it there. Until nshima is cooked. And then take the nshima in the plate to the table. And then start eating. That is great patience, you know. You see, that's what life should be. You get it? Don't go into things before time. And now God Himself has given us the ability to have that abundance of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's look in the first book of Peter. It's something that has just come on my mind now, but I think we can just read that. First book of Peter, chapter 1.
Peter Wakwamba, chapter 1.
In verse 3 it says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to the abundant mercy, His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Verse 3. Napalwe le na matotelo lesa wishi wamfumu Yesu Kristu pantu pakuvusha Yesu Kristu kubafwa lesa alitukwatila uruse nganshi no kutufiala chipya elio ichinacho chilenga ukuti tukwate isubilo iliachi shinka.
You've gone to verse 4,
eh?
Oh, just 3. Okay. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Kanshi eicho tulolela ukukwata ko ifintu ifi Kankala lesa asungila abantu bakwe amusungila ififintu mumulu umo fishibola nangu ukukowela nangu ukukota.
Amen. Now this God,
uyulesa,
he says by the abundant mercy
at palu seu kalamba,
He did not just, you know, take a drop of mercy. The mercy or the grace that was given us was in abundance. Amen. It was overflowing. Amen. To make sure every part of your soul is saturated by this grace. Can you see that? When mothers are washing the clothes, and they are very greasy and very dirty, they don't just take a cupful of water. They don't just take a spoonful of soap. They put that water in abundance and put the soap in abundance until the whole tub is full of froth. And she washes the clothes. And then she puts more water. That's what God did to us. We were so sinful. We were so lost in sin. And He could not just give us a drop of mercy. But it was abundance of mercy. Amen. And Paul says in the book of Ephesians, when we were dead in our sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, when a man is rich, he has the money, he has the resources. Amen. And when he wants to start a project, you can actually see that this man, he has got the resources. Can you see that? That's what they do when they want to make a road. The government has got to contract a company that has got the resources. Is that right? The government cannot say, now we want a road from Lusaka to Chipata. And then contract a company. And the first thing they see is two men with axes and the other two with shovels. The other was with a wheelbarrow. What have you come for? To make the road to Chipata. They'll say, you go. He must be somebody with abundance of equipment. That's what God did when He came to you. He came with abundance of mercy. You were unredeemable. You were sunk in sin. But God, who is rich, came down with His richness. And then He took you out from your sin, from your death. And the scripture actually says, we were raised together with Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, there was a great earthquake until the graves were opened. Amen. That's when He died. Amen. And then they put Him in the grave. And when He raised up, you know, at the death of
Lazarus,
they say, take away the stone. But on His death, the earthquake took the stone away. There God showed His power. And then He rose from the dead. By the same power, He raised you from your sin. And He never left you lingering among the things of the world. He raised you up with Jesus Christ. And He set you in heavenly places. That's what the scripture here says. Amen. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to the abundance of His grace, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And according to yet begotten us, So we were made children by the abundance of the mercy of God. And through Jesus Christ, we were brought to a living hope. Amen. The hope that we were taken into was not in the intensive care unit. It was not in the ward. It was a living hope. Because he wanted us to be living Christians. Amen. And he has brought us to that inheritance. Amen. And that inheritance is not somewhere in a corner there. That inheritance is reserved not here on earth. Amen. But in heaven, where no thief can get it, where no rust can get it. Amen. It cannot be defiled. That's the abundance of the grace of God. Why was God doing all that? So that the product of that grace will also have the same life. That's what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. In verse 3 again. According to his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Lesa kumakaya kwe ali tupela fionse ifya kutuafuako ukwikala ngabantu bakwe ichine atuita uchindami wakwe na kuusuma wakwe pali icho twali mwishiba.
Can you see that? He has given us
alitupela
according to his abundant mercy. He has given us that divine power and all things that pertain to godliness. Everything that will make you godly, he has given you. Amen. Can you see that? That is abundant life. You don't have to struggle. It has been given you. Amen. Amen. The desire to worship God. It has been given you. You know, so I always say this. I'm a man. Amen. I don't have to struggle to speak like a man. I just speak. And you know. A man is speaking there. I don't have to watch my brother here. He is a man. I want to see how he walks so that I can also walk like a man. And then I'll try to imitate him. I don't do that. I'm a man. When I want to walk, I just walk. And when you see the walking of a man. You know, maybe my child, my little children will not know I'm dad. So I must prove to them that I'm dead here. Right, John? Where are you? So that he may know. I don't do that. I just say, John, where are you? He'll not make a mistake. Even if I'm behind there. John. When I call you. John. Mama.
Mama.
Oh, sorry. Daddy.
Oh, mama. Oh, sorry, Mayo. No. Tata.
He knows.
Ali Shiva.
My voice tells. Can you see that? Because I've got the body of a man. The voice of a man. Why do I do this? I've got the spirit of a man inside. I think like a man. Speak like a man. Walk like a man. And I'm ugly like a man. I don't even want to be beautiful, you know. Because I'm a man. You see? Now, God, who called you? Has given you the abundance of the resources that you love. You have the anointing of the holiness of God. You have the anointing of the grace of God. We don't have to be chasing you around. I know you are a sister, you know. You must keep your hair. No, you are a sister, you know. You must be obedient to your husband. We don't have to do that. There's a spirit. Like I was telling you, there was a spirit of a mommy. When my mother was 6 years old, when she was 3 years old, she had the spirit of a mother. She cared for the doll like a real child. And when I came, she cared for me by the spirit of a mother. Amen. God has called you to add the abundance of his life. Amen. You don't like those things, you know. Amen. You know, no matter how good friends we are with my dog, we walk together, we go out to the bush together. You know what happens? Sometimes, you know, when I'm passing through a place, I have to hold my nose. There is something smelling here. Then I'll try to move away. My good friend there. That's when you'll be raising his nose. Where is that? Can you see? Why? Though we are friends, he has the spirit of a dog. I have the spirit of a man. I don't have to tell him. He knows. He feels it. He likes it. He's looking for it. He desires it. Because he's a dog. Amen. We are not of the world. When the world sees the fashion, there's beauty to them. Can you see that? Painting their eyes, painting their feet, painting their hands. That's their life. That's who they are. But for us, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, it's like Joshua. When he came to the Jordan, he said, "We must cross over." As for the others, they were enjoying it on the other side. But for us, we are going beyond the river. Amen. They were set to go. And as they were going, walking to the promise, that's when they came to Jericho. You are Jericho. How can you stand in our way? We are destined to go. And then God came down. He says, "You want to go?" And Jericho is on the way. You just go around it once. And go and sleep. Next day, come and go around it again. And then the seventh day, go around seven times. Blow the trumpet. Shout to the Lord. The walls of Jericho had to fall down. How could they stand in the way? Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can a prostitute stand in your way? How can alcohol stand in your way? You have abundance of life. They've got to make way. And you go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But for the world, they enjoy those dirty things. To them, that is beauty. To them, that is lovely. But for us, there's a promise beyond the river. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God has given us life, you know. Abundant life. Amen. You know, God knows how to do it. Amen. He knows how to do it, you know. Amen. That's why, you know, you can go for a day without food. You can even go for a week without food. You can go for a month without food. Amen. Why? Because when the body was receiving food, it was not using all the food. It knows a day will come when there's no food. Amen.
Amen.
So the body has got to store that food. Some of it is stored in the liver. Some is stored as fat. You see me, I have a big tummy, you know. Food for tomorrow. There's all the fat there around me. Don't feel pity for me, brother Wanjala. It's my food for tomorrow. Then I can go for a month without food. Then the fat starts to be released. And the food in the liver starts to be relieved. Then I can go. That's the life of a Christian. You have abundance of life treasured in you. Amen. So that when that evil day comes, isn't that what Paul says? You must put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. The breastplate of righteousness. Amen. The belt. And the shoes of readiness for the gospel. And the shield of faith. And the sword of the Spirit. You must be equipped. Not for today, but for that evil day. Because so that you can stand on that evil day. That's abundant life. Amen. Don't live this life with kwashoka already in you. You just meet somebody with TB. And you just sneeze. Because you have got kwashoka already. TB enters you. There are many diseases that are on the dust here as we walk. They don't attack us. Because we are strong. Be strong. Paul says, be strong. Stand strong. In the strength of the Lord. God has given us life. He has given us abundant life. As we said at the beginning, we are in this sheepfold. What is the purpose of the sheepfold? For the continuity of life. So that we may have abundant life. This God is so gracious. That's why He gave you that wife. So that you have that peace of mind. Amen. You don't have to worry. You have peace of mind. Can you see that? And in no time, you see your belly going, you know. Because you've got peace of mind. You sleep like a baby. God has given you that. Because I want to tell you, some don't sleep, you know. You try to sleep. By the way, Did you hear what I said? What did you say? What's
that then she?
My dress is not now in fashion.
A dress, fashion number.
Where can we get dressed? This is night here.
I was there trying.
I was reminding you.
Okay,
we'll see you tomorrow. The time you start to go sleep again. When we were going to town there. Why did you look at that woman?
Fish watch one shower woman.
In no time.
Bagashita.
It is 06.
06 na bucha.
You have got to go to work again.
Ufiro akunchito.
That is not life, you know.
Devil mibulia yo.
Can you see? But God has given you abundance.
No, but lesa na kupero umi uwa kupirikwa.
A good wife.
Umkashumsuma.
That lets you go to sleep. You know, God has given us all things that pertain to godliness. God has given us a message that will give us life. God has given us ministers that can rebuke us when we go astray. Thank God for that. That's the abundance of life. You are being protected. Amen. You don't know how much you are being protected. Amen. Some of you are not on BP medication. Because you have got that loving husband. Who cares for you? Had it not been for that, I don't say you are taking BP tablets because your husband is bad. But those who are not taking, thank God for the good husband. Amen. What is that? God is putting in our life things that pertain to godliness and life. How does he do it? By imparting on us his divine nature. We have no desire for those dirty things. We have no desire for that filthy life. Because by the abundance of the grace of God, we were raised together with Christ Jesus. And we were raised to the heavenly places. Amen. And there, our inheritance is also stored for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there's a continuity in us, brothers, that God has given us so that we do not die, so that we cannot be overcome, so that we will reach the goal. What has God given us? Let's go to the second book of Peter. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second book of Peter, that's where we read, eh?
Amen.
We were called, you know, verse 2 says, it was according to his divine power, isn't it?
Amen.
That he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of he that he had called us to glory and virtue. We have been called to something that has life. And God gave us by life also. Can you see that? As I said, as a man, God gave me the hands of a man. He gave me the mind of a man.
And
he gave me the spirit of a man. These things, they don't contradict. Can you see that? They say the same thing. Amen. You see that? I am what I am because of the spirit that is in me. Because I know this. When I'm walking with my wife, we look at something. Or for instance, we can look at something like this. This is a flower. We may visit some brother or sister's home. And we all pass through there. When we are going back, I'll hear my wife say, "Sister, can you just give me a shrub of that flower?" But for me, I've seen nothing. I passed there. I didn't see the flower. I'm a man. She's a woman. She sees these things. There's an attraction. You see that? That's why a man and a woman, they can look at the same thing. They don't see the same way. You see? Because they are different inside. It's not the eyes that see. Biologically, the eyes are the same.
And I
want to believe you can be transplanted, you can be given an eye from a woman. It can work on you.
But
when you look through that eye again, you don't see like a woman. Because what sees is not the eye.
If you mona temenso,
it's the spirit that is in you.
Can
you see that?
Amen.
So God has given you his divine nature. You should question yourself. What is making you love the things of the world? What is drawing you to the fashions of the world? You want to dress like Mrs.
Zambia.
You want to look like Yvonne Shaka Shaka. What's wrong with you? God has given you the things that pertain to real life. Can you see that? This young man, they hear all this hair here, and then it's like that. Because there's somebody there who is a singer there and has got that. And you want to be like that. That is the spirit of the world. But in you, there is abundance of life. Amen. When there's abundance of life, that's why David says, blessed is the man who does not abide in all this filth of the world. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His life is drawing from the rivers. The leaves, they don't get dry. At the appropriate time, the flowers will come out. The other trees will be wondering, what's happening with that tree? For us, we don't even have the leaves yet. But that one has got his flowers already. Bearing fruits in his time. What is the secret? The roots are buried in life. You can walk in this filthy world.
I
don't care how they can do with their fashions. You have got your roots buried in life because you have the divine nature. That is the abundance of life. That's what God is giving to the church. Life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So,
after God has called us, and the scripture here clearly says, we were called to the true knowledge, and we were called to His glory and virtue. That's what God used to call you. Amen. Can you see that? That's a true marriage is when two people are drawn together by that mutual love. Because if you are drawn by some beauty, one day that beauty will go. If you are drawn by money, one day that money will go. But if two people are brought together by that mutual love, it will continue. Amen. You married people, look at the photos that you were taken when you were still courting. Just go get that photo. And look at your husband. Look at your wife. And see if they are still the same. Your wife was not like that. She was good and slender. But in no time, she's big. So whom did you love? A slender woman? So when she becomes big, better get rid of her and get a slender one. Because that's what you want. You see the life? He had a good crop of hair. You know what, I love that boy, he's got good hair. You think you like that hair? In no time, solar panel. No hair. So that's not actually what attracted me. You see, so we are attracted by the real things. And God knows that. Yes, a miracle happened on you. But it is not the miracle that brought you to God. It was something behind the miracle. Because if you are drawn to God by a miracle, you will be running after miracles. They ate bread and fish of a miracle. And the next day, they were looking for Jesus. For what? For more bread and fish. And Jesus says, you never saw the sign. But when he asked Peter, are you going also? Peter says, we cannot go. Because you have the word of eternal life.
So
Peter was not drawn only by the miracle, but by the purpose of the miracle. Behind the miracle, there was that virtue. which was calling him to the real thing, which is eternal life. That's what God did to us. He did not call us by a miracle. He did not call us by good music. He did not call us by all these other things. But he called us by his own glory and his own virtue. And because of that, Peter here says in 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 5, he says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5.
Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Echo kanshi na imwe muri noku gombesha kuchisumi no chenu murundeko imivele isuma ere kumivele isuma murundeko ukwishiba lesa.
Amen. Now, because of this, it means something has been said already. So because of what? Because of the virtue that God has used to call you. Because of the living hope that God has called you to. Because of the glory of God that he has given you. Because of this, you must add virtue to your faith. And to your virtue, you should add knowledge. And to your knowledge, you must add temperance. And to patience. And to temperance, you should add patience. That is verse 6 now.
Verse 6.
To knowledge, you add temperance.
And
to knowledge, add patience.
Kukutekanya. Nako murundepo umkosha
ni add godliness.
Ero umkosha nako murundeko uwinalesa
you add brotherly kindness.
Uwinalesa murundeko ichitemwiko chawinanyina.
To brotherly kindness you add love.
Ero kuchitemwiko chawinanyina murundeko chitemwiko chakutemwa abantu fie bonse son.
Right, you are not subtracting,
damrefunya ko yo,
you are adding.
Mulevika ko,
that's investment.
Ati kubika kugulunda po
investment,
mkulunda po
you don't draw,
damuse ndako yo
you put. So here the Bible is telling us you should add. Can you see that? When you are adding, you are adding to yourself strength. You are adding yourself the ability. You are adding to yourself the desire. You are adding to yourself the the way to do the things. That is life. Life is by what you add on to. Amen. Then you have a continuity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then in verse 8,
he
says, for if these things be in you and we have in verse 8. For if these things be in you and appeal, what does it say? My lettering is very... And abound. Not diminish.
Not
but they abound. Is that right? They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see? When you have these things in you, what are you doing? You are adding on. Amen. And by adding on, there's something that will come out of you. You will not be barren. You will not be unfruitful in the things of the Lord. You are not ignorant of the desire of God in you. Last night we were told here that the king was told to shoot the arrows. Then he just shot two, three. He lacked the knowledge. He did not have the discernment of the purpose of God why he was told to shoot arrows. God has called us to come here, and sure, we have come to church. We are sitting here. We have all sung songs. We have all seen what is happening here. But without the knowledge, without the discernment of the purpose of coming here, you'll never get anything. That's why he just shot three arrows. If he had known the purpose, can you see that? If you know the purpose of why you are going to a place, you go to the bus stop. You want to catch a bus. You know why you have gone there. Can you see that? And you are interested in the sound of a bus. If you hear a motorcycle coming, it will not worry you. If you hear the footsteps of a man coming, you won't worry about that. What you are concerned with is the sound of a bus. Can you see that? And what you are looking for is the bus. Can you see that? You know why you have gone to the bus stop. What if you go to the bus stop? You take your three blankets and your pillow. You go there, you put your blankets there, and then you sleep there and cover yourself up there. Will you know the bus is coming? We have come to church, and somebody is busy sleeping. Do you know why you have come? We have come to meet together. And the Bible says when we do that, we have fellowship with one another. We have fellowship with God. Then the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse us of our sins. That's why we have come to church. Where does sin dwell? The Bible says sin that dwells in you is what causes you to lust. Is what causes your temper. What causes your lying. Because sin is in you. But when we come to church and have fellowship, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse us of that sin that causes us to go after the fashions of the world, to have our hair done like the world, to have our trousers shaped like the world. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you of that. That's the purpose of our coming. And when we do that, then there is abundance of life in us. There's a continuity of life in us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the Bible here says, if we have these things, we will not be fruitless. We will not be barren of the things of God. But if we lack these things, we will be blind, forgetting we were forgiven of our sins. Can you see that? So there's no continuity if we don't have the continuity of these things in us. But like Jude says, we'll be just like clouds without water. We'll be just like trees without fruits, which are uprooted by the roots. There's no continuity in them. But I want to thank God. He has given us abundance of the things that we need that we may continue in life. Amen. Even as I said, when Israel was taken out of Egypt, the message was, let my people go out that they may worship me. You told Moses, for you to know it is I who has called you and given you the commandment to bring the children of Israel out of bondage. You shall worship me in this mountain. So the purpose of coming out was to worship God. When you worship God, there is a continuity of what has happened there. For Jesus Christ said, if you continue in my word, you shall be truly my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When you are free, no more adultery, no more stealing, no more fighting. There is a continuity of the purpose of your being called out. So Israel was in bondage. They were slaves there. They were delivered from there by the mighty hand of God. And what is the mighty hand of God? It is His right hand. What is the right hand of God? It's salvation. Amen. When you are delivered by that salvation, there will be in you the desire of that eternal salvation. There is a continuity. Otherwise, you will be delivered out of bondage into the wilderness, and then you'll be bondage again of circumstances there, and you'll die in the wilderness. But we need to be alive. And Jesus Christ said, I give my sheep life. How does He give you life? He give you the source of life, that which can make you live. What is life in a tree? You know, in our culture, we don't die. Man does not die. When we are back home there, we don't die. Amen. My father's father gave birth to a son, and that son was my father. And my father When I was born, he gave me the name of his father. Then the father there, he died. But he did not die. Because I am there. I take his name. Is that right? Myself, I have a son. I'll give that son my father's name. My father goes, he's not gone. Because his name is still there. There is a continuity. That's why in Genesis 1:11, it says, let the tree bear fruit. And then in the fruit will be a seed. When you plant that seed, it will bring up another tree of the same kind. That's why trees are always there. There is a continuity. Amen. That is life. So the continuity of the church is in what was given on the day of Pentecost. It was the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost, it was said of Peter, this Holy Ghost is a gift from God, a promise from God. It is for you and your children and them who will come after you. There is a continuity of the Holy Ghost. That's why we desire the Holy Ghost in us. That's what was given on the day of Pentecost for the life of the church. I give you life and I give you abundantly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are given without measure. We are given the love of God without measure. We are given the grace of God without measure. To give us a continuity. To give us life. That we may live. And bear fruits. Of the same. And there is no end. Until the Lord comes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the good shepherd. He keeps us in the fold. Amen. And he doesn't just put a door. He is the door. Amen. And he takes us to feed us out there. He just doesn't feed us with all those things from outside there. He himself is the true bread. He doesn't just make us drink any water out there. His own blood is the true water. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Under the wings of his protection, there we abide. Amen.
Amen.
In the cleft of the rock, everything is in Christ. Everything is the word of God. And by the grace of God, in this day we are living in, God sent his prophet to whom the word of God came to. And you have given a message.
What's
and
bela?
This message
bela
is the very word of God. And it is life. And we live by the revealed word of God as God has delivered it to us. That's who we are. We are the continuation of that church at Pentecost. We are a continuation of the life that was in Jesus Christ. We are a continuation of the mind that was in Christ. We are a continuation of the purpose of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have been given life. We are alive. alive. Not by denomination, not by a system, but by the very life of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you.